Okay, so we're on Daf Memtet tonight. So if you remember, we discussed this Mishnah previously. The Mishnah discusses who's a mamzer. We know the Torah says that a mamzer is not allowed to come to Kahal. In other words, a mamzer can't marry a regular Jew. So it's a big significant, you know, who a mamzer is. So in the Mishnah itself, we're going to have three definitions of who a mamzer is. But it will emerge from the Gemara that within the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's the first opinion, there's really a machlok at what Rabbi Akiva holds. There are three opinions as to what Rabbi Akiva holds. So b'sach ha'kol, there are really five opinions, who is a mamzer. Let me say it outside first, and we'll do it inside, then we'll go over again, inside. So it's going to be, according to the most stringent opinion, Rabbi Akiva holds, even if you are, even if it's an Easter essay, even if, in other words, the Easter essay would be, I don't have a chumash here, but it was a ger mitzri. In other words, if a person's an Egyptian, so he's not allowed to come to the kahal. It says like dor shlishi avolahem b'kahal Hashem. So if I marry a ger mitzri after one or two generations, so I'm over on an essay. I transgress an essay if I marry a mitzri. So according to one opinion, Rabbi Kiva holds the blood is a mamzer. Then according to another opinion, which we had previously in the Mishnah Mem Dalet, Rabbi Akiva holds, if you violate any law, then it's a mamzer. And then in today's Mishnah, we're going to see that Rabbi Akiva holds, it's a law, but only if it's like an incestuous law. And we'll see, it has to be she'er. like your father had relations with a woman. Would be even though it might be a law, but you still that would still be a mamzer. Then the next opinion is going to be Shimon HaTimni. And he holds that if you're chayv kari, then it's a mamzer, which is the way we hold halacha. And then the third opinion is Rabbi Shuho holds that it's a chayv mita, then it's a mamzer. Okay.
So the mitzri has to marry each other.
Right. In other words, or I think the mitzri could marry a giyored. I think he might be able to marry a giyored, but he can't marry the regular Klal Yisrael, right? Okay, let's see. But today we don't know who the mitzri are. In other words, not like the who we call mitzri today, but it means Zman Chazal. At its earlier time, even Zman Chazal, I think Sancheriv came. It was Babel, everybody. So it's even before the time of Sancheriv. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. So Manitin, Ezu Mamzer, who's a Mamzer? Kol She'er Basar, Shublo Yavo Rabbi Akiva. Kol She'er Basar means like a close relative that's subject to Lo Yavo, means Lo Yavo. He says that would be a lav. So if we look at the Rashi, the first Rashi, Kol She'er Basar, Shublo Yavo, Kol Korva Shiva Lav. And any close relationship that's subject to a lav, Rafilu Ein Da Kare, even if there's no Kare connected with it. Right. So we'll see. Kagon on the second line, Kagon, Anus Aviv literally means like somebody your father raped, but it means any relationship your father had out of wedlock. So if your father had, you know, a fling with this girl, and now you have relations with her, so that's a lav. We'll see in the Torah the lav, and then the lav would be a mamzer according to Rabbi Akiva. Uchrabi Yehuda de Habib Lav, Lo Yigal Kaf Aviv, Umachmat Kurva, and where is it? It says, okay, then ukagon no se chalutzato, Dabi Lo Yivnev, Abilab the Kurba Blo Kare. Or if I marry no se chalutzato, if I marry my chalutza, in other words, the girl, the woman that I did the chalitza with, so that would also be a lav, and that would also be, you know, Lo Yivnev. Okay, let me just make sure I got this right. Okay, the chalutza. Okay, so fine. So that we got. Okay, let's go further in the Gemara. Now, the Mishnah, rather. Now, the second line of the Mishnah. Shimon HaTimni Omer, Kol She'chayvim L'Karei B'dei Shemayim. So he holds the first group of people is not a mamzer, but he holds that if you're chayv karet for the relationship, that means, you know, karet means either there's a whole machloket, either you lose Olam Haba, you die young, or your kids die young. So then that would be a mamzer. The Talmud Mishnah says Allah follows Shivana Timni. And then the third opinion is Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol Shechedim Lav Mita Beitin. Anyone that you're chayav death for. So the
what?
Yeah. So let's see. He may have some examples here. Let's take a look. He has. He says adultery with a married woman, incest between a man and his mother. That's more chamor. So yeah, that's how you get mita. So then that would be a case of amseiros. Okay. So he says now Amar Reb Shimon ben Azai matati migilat yuchsin b'Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Shimon Azai says, I found a Megillat Yochsin, it means like a book of genealogy in Yerushalayim, and it said in the book, Ish Poni Mamzer, X is a Mamzer, he came May Esh at Ish. He was a result of a union of adultery. Now, the way I saw it in the, I think the Masechta Gemara, they said the fact, in other words, if it's Sefer Yochsin, I'll just say A, B, and C are Mamzer, that would be the Sefer Yochsin. But since it says that he's May Esh at Ish, that he, because he was the result of a union, you know, of adultery, so that seems to lend credence to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. So the kind of Rabbi Yeshua was not in the Sefer Yochsin, Rashi says, but that buttresses Rabbi Yeshua's opinion that it has to be something that would be mita. But notwithstanding that, the Tana Mishnah said the halacha is like Shimon HaTimni. Now the second part of the Mishnah says, Ishto Shemeta Mutar Ba'achota. Now, if somebody's wife dies, then under those circumstances, you could marry her sister. Again, we had this in the beginning of the Masechta. Something like that. In other words, Aleha Bechaya. It has to be during her lifetime, right? Then, Yersha Umeita Mutar Ba'achota. So the key of this line is that notwithstanding that he divorced her, he's still prohibited in marrying the sister. So in other words, let's say he was married to Rachel, and he divorced Rachel. He's finished with Rachel. He's still prohibited in marrying Leah. He says, but if she made him mutar b'achotah, so then he's prohibited. Then he said la'acher who made him mutar b'achotah. Even if Rachel, he divorces Rachel, Rachel marries Zebulun, so she's really out of his life. Notwithstanding that, the Easter is still in place. He still can't marry Rachel's sister, but who made him mutar b'achotah. When she dies, then he can marry the sister. Now, the next section, the Gemara is going to say,
if he kills her?
Okay, just one. Give me one. Let me finish the Mishnah. We'll come to it. He says, okay, the Gemara calls it the Mishnah Shein at Tzricha. We'll see this the next few lines. It says, Yivimto Shemeta Mutar Ba'achota. If his Yivama dies, he's allowed to marry her sister. In other words, we know already that there's a Zika between a man and the woman. So, in other words, let's say he does Chalitza with her. But if she dies, then he can marry her sister. I jumped the gun here. Yivimto, right. So he's talking about a case here. Marry his sister's wife is dead. Yeah. Right. So I think it means the Yivama dies before Chalitza is done, right? Yivama dies before Chalitza, but he's allowed to marry the sister. Chalatzlo meta mutar ba'achota. He says if he does Chalitza, well, the idea is that even if he does Chalitza for her, he's still prohibited to marry the sister. Umeita, then she dies, is mutar ba'achota. Nisek la'acher, if he does Chalitza and she marries somebody else, he's still prohibited. Umeita mutar ba'achota. It's only the death that makes him permissible in her sister. It's similar to the first case. In other words, first he's the Yivama, so it's prohibited to marry the sister. Then he does Chalitza with her, which is like divorcing her. He's still prohibited to marry the sister. Then he does Chalitza and she marries somebody else, the prohibited sister, unless she dies. That's the key.
That's Yibam also, unless she dies.
Right. So Yibam, then she's his regular wife, right. And then we default over to the first Dina. Okay, now we have time for questions, comments, and thoughts. What do you got for me, Fern?
A couple. A Kohen and a Grusha, Kohen Gadol and an Almana.
Right.
According to Rabbi Akiva, that kid is a mom's.
So the Grusha, the Kohen Gadol with the Grusha, the Kohen with the Grusha, you're right. The child, well, according, again, we have different versions of Rabbi Akiva. So according to the version that you're any lav, then you, it would be a mamzer. We had the Mishnah Daf Mem Dalet. Now the Kohen Gadol with the Almana, I think, is an exception. The Gemara says the Almana is not a mamzer, but the Grusha would be according to one version of Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, what's up?
Okay, the other thing is, Ishto Shemeta Mutar Ba'achota, if he kills her? you know, like forbidden, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if he, I mean, the Mishnah I think means just that she died natural death. It doesn't mean that he killed her. But even if Lu Yatsur, he killed her, I mean, he'd be chayiv misa and everything else. But I think he technically. He'd be permissible to the sister, but he's got other problems on his plate other than that. Okay. I don't know if she would go for him, but okay, but that's it. Okay, they talk about a katlan. This is a katlan. Okay. Right. Okay, yeah, what's up? Rafi.
One of the reasons we have karet is because we leave it up to Shammai. Here, we take, and then we take it ourselves to make a decision.
No. Again, first of all, we're not leaving it up to Shammai. We have Karei because the Ribbono Shel Olam says it's Karei. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, this is my punishment, I'm doing it. Okay, but the same Ribbono Shel Olam, based on Psukim, says that the offspring of such a union is going to be a mamzer. So we're just following the,
anytime that the mamzer will get out, or no?
No.
His generations.
It goes on and on. Although the Gemara does have a way for the mamzer to, something like that. Like then the next generation is a way for the next generation.
Girl, yeah. If he rapes a girl, a regular girl, he has to marry her. He's allowed to marry. We learned that.
Who, the mamzer? So the Torah says mahor yimer elisha that he has to offer to marry her. I must say, if he's a mamzer. I don't think that would be such a. Wait. Let's go slowly, brother. This thing again. Lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem. So I don't think that he's not allowed. Even though it says mahor yimer elisha, the way the halacha means he has to offer to marry the girl. But I don't think that would obviate the law of lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem. In other words, the Torah still says he can't come b'kal. So I don't think that would be an option in that case. I don't think we would. I don't know if we can control everybody, but I think the lab would still be in full force and effect, I think. Okay, I'm going to go further in the Gemara now, okay? And then we'll do a little bit more, and then maybe we'll go downstairs, okay? So now, the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Akiva. Now, taking down each case, so remember the time Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, kol she'er basar shubalo yavo. If it's, she'er basar means it's like a close relative, and the she'er basar here was like, your father had relations with this woman. So it's like she has relations with the father. That's the idea. Or no say chalutza to. If you marry your chalutza, the chalutza is like your wife, and then but you're remarrying her when you shouldn't. So my time with Rabbi Akiva, the thief, lo yikach ish et eshet aviv, lo yigaleh kanaf aviv. So the Torah says in Parshat Ki Tetzei that a person shouldn't take eshet aviv, means his father's wife, lo yigaleh kanaf aviv. The key phrase is the next phrase. Lo yigaleh kanaf aviv. He shouldn't reveal kanaf like the robe of his father. Kanaf shira aviv lo yigaleh. It was the robe that his father saw. So I saw Rav Shachter today. He said it meant like it's the woman's robe. In other words, like it's like a nice way of saying the woman.
Yeah.
Right. That's the Torah doesn't want to spell everything out, but it's saying it like a sort of euphemistically, like the robe, like kanaf shira aviv lo yigaleh. He shouldn't reveal the robe that his father had seen. In other words, don't have relations with anyone your father had relations with. So, in other words, so Eishadish, the first phrase that we know is a Chiyuv Mita. And the next phrase, which is Lo Yigaleh Kanaf Aviv, that's a lav. So if my father or somebody's father had, you know, a fling with this woman, so I'm subject to a lav if I have relations with it. Then, B'savrlak Rabbi Yehuda Da'amar Banusa Aviv B'Tzav Zaber. So it means that Rabbi Akiva holds like the Tan Rabbi Huda. We'll see. It's going to be machloket. What is Lo Yigaleh Kanaf Aviv talking about? And we'll see another opinion coming up in the Gemara. But he holds it's talking about Anusar Aviv, which means literally means the woman that your father raped, but it means any relationship outside of wedlock. Okay, 1 minute. He says Dahavi Lachai Bilavin V'Samichlei, and then nearby. It's not the immediate pasuk. Then it says Lo Yavo with the Kachuch of Kabbal Hashem, and then the Torah says Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. B'Samichle Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. So the Torah says, don't be Megala Kanaf Aviv. A lot. Don't have relations with the woman your father had relations with. You know, even out of wedlock. Don't have. I mean, that's what that law is talking about. Don't have relations. If it's the wife, then that's worse. Then that's Chiyuv Mita. But don't have relations with no good love. And then it says Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. Mamzer can't come B'Kal Hashem. Alma Mehani Havi Mamzer. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva takes it that that's the model of who a mamzer is, or that's the floor, that's like the threshold who a mamzer is. And even if it's a lav, but it has to be shared basar, then you're in the resulting union, the child would be a mamzer. Then the Gemara ends on, Rabbi Simai, the marber sha'ar chagilavin, the lav the sha'ar. Now the Gemara says Rabbi Simai has a different version of Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Simai's opinion, Rabbi Akiva holds any lav, in other words, if the union is there, any lav, even if the lav is not related to Sha'er, even if it's not like an incestuous relationship, nevertheless, it's still like we had before, Mem Dalid, right? We had the Mishnah on Mem Dalid. So, where is it? Yeah, we said Hamaxia Grushto Benose Felusato. That was so even. Even Maxir Grushato, even Maxir Grushato, Mishanise. Yeah, so one second. Okay, 1 minute. So he says here, yeah, even non-incestuous union, he says that includes remarrying the divorcee if she married someone else. One who marries an Atina, and a Jewish woman who marries an Ammonite convert. So it means even if a woman marries a ger amoni, so that would be mamzerus according to this opinion. Okay, we'll just finish and then we'll pause. Okay, the stomach lo yilavim is there. So Rabbi Simai demar b'sha'ar chayvi lav in delav b'sha'er. Who's Rabbi Sheva demar b'afilu chayvi esek. Now Rabbi Sheva holds, or Rabbi Kiva holds, that even if you're transgressing an esek, a positive command, and we had that before by the mitzri, if the mitzri converts. So we can take a convert from Mitri, but it can't come a kal till right. So let's say you marry, or you know, the Mitri marries a girl, or the girl marries the Mitria, or the, I think, Mitri. So Mitri, you know, I don't remember if it's just the male or the female. The Mitri,
I say it's both.
Could be. I have to see the Pasuk of Chumash again. But anyway, but he says, a Jew marrying an Edomite or their children. We'll see. So the Gemara says, Nafkaluhu mi below. So those opinions darshan out, now they don't take the model, Lo Yigal et Kanaf Aviv. Lo Yigal et Kanaf Aviv is an example of a lav, and it's chair, and it's an incestuous relationship, because my father had relations with the woman. But they were, and it says, Lo Yikach Nishadesh Aviv, and then it says, Velo Yigal et Kanaf Aviv. So that extra low, in other words, it could say lo yikach yishadesh aviv yigalek kanaf aviv. In other words, it says below yigalek kanaf aviv. The second low is a ribui, and they learn it from there. Okay, that's the piece with Rabbi Akiva. And now let me just do one more opinion, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay. Then he says, or two more opinions. B'shimon atinli sabar lo for rabbanon the amri b'shur yavam shel aviv atum daber the havila chayve krito. Okay. So now Shimon HaTimni says we also have to focus on the Pasuk, Lo Yigal et Kanaf Aviv. But Shimon HaTimni, now again, the first where Rabbi Akiva was linked to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said Lo Yigal et Kanaf Aviv means Anuset Aviv, the woman that is raped or consensual sex, either way. He says that is Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda L'Chachamim, what that phrase talks about. So here, Shimon HaTimni says he holds like the Chachamim. And this Machloket is in the Gemara Masechet Ksubas. So he holds that it's Shomeret Yabam Shel Aviv. It's the woman who was waiting for Yibam from his father, the Havila Chayve Krita. So if I say Lo Yigal et Kanaf Aviv, it doesn't mean the woman my father had a fling with. It means that the woman that was a Shomeret Yavam, in other words, not that he actually even necessarily had relations with her, but she was Shomeret Yavam, the woman that was fit for my father to marry. Because she was a woman that was waiting for Yibam, for my father. So if I have relations with that woman, which would be a chiv karet, in other words, the person would be having relations with his aunt.
Uncle's wife.
Right. So the Gemara says that's a chiv karet. So if I say that phrase is really talking about not a chiv lav, it's talking about a chiv karet, so Mela, that's why that opinion. Shimon Timni says it's only a chiv kare. Rabbi Yeshua lift over.
How did you see that from the Pasuk? I don't see that.
So it says Lo Yigal et Kanaf Aviv.
Right.
So the way they understand Lo Yigal et Kanaf Aviv, again, the same way as before, Kraf Sharaviv, but it means the kraf that your father was Ru'i to see. No, they actually saw, but Ru'i to see. Okay, and now just a few more lines. Rabbi Yeshua, Lichtov Rachman Ali Galeh, Lo Yikash Lamali. Now, Rabbi Yeshua says it has to be a Chiyuv Mita. So in the Pasuk, it says, Lo Yikash Yishadesh Aviv, Velo Yigaleh Kanaf Aviv. So Rabbi Yeshua, Lichtov Rachman Ali Galeh. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, what do I need the first phrase? Lo Yikash Yishadesh Aviv. The Torah already told me, as previously mentioned in Vayikra, that you're not allowed to marry your father's wife. I mean, that I think that's pretty self-evident, but maybe you are. But in this week's Parsha Shavua, Achrimo Kedoshim, it'll say you can't marry your father's wife.
Double question?
No, it's just Achrimo. But then Kedoshim, like Achrimo says don't, and then Kedoshim says if you do, you get this punishment. So what do I need that first phrase? Lo Yigaleh Kanaf Aviv, I understand, but what do I need the first phrase? Lo Yikach Yishadesh Aviv. So he says, Rabbi Shu, let's talk about Lo Yigaleh, Lo Yikach Lamali. Why did Torah throw in Lo Yikach? Elav Hachi Kamar. Is it not? But this is what the Torah is teaching me. Mi Lo Yikach Lo Yigaleh Havi Mamzer, Tfelo Havi Mamzer. Meaning, if Bedafka, in other words, the Torah is saying that Mamzerus is Dafka if it's Lo Yikach Yifere Shabi. A lav like that, which is a lav that has a Chi of Misa. In other words, if I have relations with my father's wife, it doesn't have to be my mother, but then that's a chi of misa.
Okay.
So he says that's what the Torah is teaching me that would be mamzer. So and then you'll say, well, why do I need the phrase lo yigaleh kanaf aviv? So Rashi says, and it's in the Rashi, the third white line, lo yikach yishadesh aviv lamali lemechtav l'shromi namechtavi hakamash lo yivom mamzer alakoy diminahu dehavi mamzer. He says on the other base in parentheses, the alo yigala kanaf aviv lo kai the e kasha kanaf aviv lamai kape. So what is that? If it's talking about a shemeret yavam, means that you'll chayiv twice. For in other words, if you're having relations with the shemeret yavam for your father, so you transgress two lavim. He says ervarachi avicha lo tigale. And then he says, or it's seemingly an Easter. But the main thing is that the model is coming from the first part of the Pesach. Okay, let's just summarize again, and then we'll take questions, and then we'll go downstairs. Okay, so again, so we're describing who's a mamzer. So let's just go slowly with this. So we have a big psukim for the source of who a mamzer is the Pesach and Parshas Ki Tetzeh.
They all get from the same part.
Well, almost everybody, but except for, did everybody learn from
everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody.
Okay. So the key pasuk is, Lo Lo Aviv. So what is Lo Yigaleh Kanaf Aviv? So within Rabbi Akiva, the first way ours is Kanaf Shor Aviv Lo Yigaleh. In other words, that he learned the first way, the way our Mentana Mishnah is learning, that the woman that your father had intimate relations with, you shouldn't have relations with that woman, and out of mm-hmm. wedlock situation. But if you do, then it'll be a mamzer, and that's a lav. That's a lav if I have it that way. Then, but other ways to learn that same phrase are the barber shark I love share is So I could say one second. Rabbi Simai the barber shark I love in love share. Yeah, it says below, right? So then other sheet out learn it says below yigaleh kanaf aviv. That below is an extra word. So some learn that extra below that teaches me that not just the she'er, but either any lav, if I transgress any lav, the lot will be a mamzer. Like, let's say I marry, or there was a union between, an amoni, an amoni can't come to kahal, and a girl had relations with an amoni, a ger amoni, so then the lot would be a mamzer. What? Yeah, so Chazal teaches with Moabim, below Moavit, right. So it has to be this. That's what Chazal teaches. It has to be a male. So in other words,
Moavi lo Moavia.
Right. So in other words,
Amoni and Moavi both.
Yeah, an Ammoni or a Moabi, right. So if a woman has relations with a Ger Ammoni or a Ger Moabi, so then the blood would be a mamzer, according to the one opinion, within Rabbi Akiva. And then, according to another opinion, even if you're over on an essay, the essay would be by a Ger Mitzri. So this, it just says, Dor, you know, I think it's a Dor Revi'i of Olam B'Kalashem. The fourth generation come Kahal, so I understand the first three can't. So that would be a mamzer. Then, Shimon Timni, he holds no. Lo Yigaleh is not talking about someone your father had relations with or a Stam person. It's talking about a specific case, and that's Shomeret Yavam. Not anybody he had relations with. It's talking about the Shomeret Yavam. The Torah is saying, you know, the Lav is with the Shomeret Yavam, but that Lav is the Chayiv Kare. So then there will be Chivik Pritut. And then the last Rabbi Yeshua holds that the key phrase is Lo Yitachi Sherei Shavim, which is the Chiv Misa, and then Lo Yavol Mamzer. And the phrase Lo Yigaleh, that's just to teach me that. Although Rashi has two ways to go with it. If it's the Shomeret Yavam, it's teaching me that I'm over on two Lavim, or else Bafal is just teaching me that I can't have relations with the Nuset Aviv. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, Daniel.
Wait,
then I'll come to you. Let me get Daniel, then you. Okay, go ahead, Daniel.
If the Torah wants to say out of wedlock, why is it talk about Anusa? I mean, the Gemara.
Yeah, well, the Gemara, it that's what it means. In other words, it says Anusa Aviv. I don't know, maybe we don't, I don't know what to say.
There's no difference. I mean, no. One of them is by force, one of them over is willing.
No, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, so, okay. Let me get to Fern, then I'll get to you, Aaron Moshe. Okay, what's up, Fern?
Does it mean B'chaye Aviv, or even once the father is gone?
Even when the father's gone. Right. In other words, it doesn't make a difference. Okay. And then what's up, Aaron Moshe? What do you have?
No, I just wanted to say that's the famous, the Vilna Gaon writes, Sarim v'defuni chinam, that's the Pasuk in Tehillim. Midvarecha pachat levi. From the Torah, pachat levi, I was worried that my malchus was not even correct, David HaMelech says. But from what we learn out that it's a money v'lo yamonit. So
wait. Yosef's got a question. Then we're going to go downstairs. What's up?
Three opinions of Yeshiva. They all agree with each other, or they're arguing with each other.
No, they're arguing with each other. In other words, it's like each one is setting the bar lower or higher. So right. The lowest one would agree with the higher ones, but the higher one wouldn't agree with the lower one. Okay, so I think we're going to go downstairs now. Okay, just give me 3 seconds, and I'll leave the internet on, and then we'll be downstairs. Okay. Okay, everybody takes farm. Okay, thank you so much. Here you go. Thank you. Okay. I have to talk to you about it. We'll see. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. Okay.
Are we early?
Okay, I'll talk to you afterwards. Okay. Okay. So I'm Mem 10. I'm an Aleph. Let's all focus. Okay. 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 One second. Let me get this all set up. All right. So we're on Mem 10. I'm an Aleph. I'm going to move on now. Okay. So now, the bottom line on Mem 10. I'm an Aleph. So Amar Abaye. Abaye says a kol modim. Everybody agrees, and Rashi says even Shimon HaTimni. Remember, Shimon HaTimni said, "If you're chayav karet, so then that's a mamzer." But everyone agrees, b'bal anida. If a man has relations with a woman who's anida, so anida, that's a chayav karet to have relations with a woman who's anida. He says b'al hasota, or if a person has relations with a sota, so there, that's just a lav. She'ena vlad mamzer. That the vlad, in other words, even if I normally hold Karet is the litmus test. Or if I hold the litmus test is a lav, Nevertheless, Bala Sota, Sota is the woman that, in other words, I was married to her, but she committed adultery. So there's a law, I'm not allowed to have relations with her anymore. He says, She'ena Blad Mamzer. So everybody agrees that the offspring, those two unions, are not Mamzer. So which one? Wait, slowly.
So the
Wait, which one? The Sota or the Nida?
The one
on the Lab. No, wait. The Nida is a Chiv Kare. Yeah, so it's a chiddush for also Shimon and Timni, right? So then the sota would be within the feet of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, he says. Okay, wait. Let me just do 5-6 lines. When I get to the two dots, and I'll pause. Everybody will talk. Okay. So he says here, b'la'asotz shena b'la'mamzer nida dahatafsi ba'kiddushin. So the Gemara takes it that if kiddushin are tofes, then it's not a mamzer. If kiddushin are valid, if I could prove that the kiddushin are valid, then it's not. Then the offspring is not a mamzer. He says shenemar utihini da talav, like her nida will be on him. Filu b'shatni da tatafsi ba kiddushin. So the word tahi, the Gemara has a drasha like havaya. It always refers to marriage. That's the way the Gemara says v'halcha v'haytalisha. Well, that says b'furash, but in other words, havaya always means marriage. So he says, "Utihini da talav," that even when she's an Ida, she could be married to him. So the fact that she could be married to him, that means that the offspring is not a mamzer. And then sotanami da tafsi ba kiddushin. So the sota means the way Rashi learns that kiddushin are not abrogated as a result of her committing adultery. That's the way Rashi takes it. He says da tafsi ba kiddushin. He says if you look at the sixth narrow line in Rashi, da tafsi ba kiddushin leisha da afla charsha zinta. Even when she's mezana, lopaku mina kiddusha rishonim, the earlier kiddushin aren't dissolved. So tani nami hachi, we learn a brisa that supports this. Hakomo dimbal anida velasota yashmer yabam shein of vlad mamzer. Now the brisa adds a third case. Everybody agrees if you have relations with a woman who's a nida, or you have relations with your wife who's a sota, or yashmer yabam. That if you have relations with I got a little familiar with this shomer yabam. I thought originally it was like it meant that your father's Shomer Yavam, but it means, and the Rav Schachter explained this to me, it means, in other words, any Shomer Yavam. In other words, the woman is spoken for because she's Shomer Yavam. She's waiting to do Yibam or Kalitza, but I don't wait. I have relations with her, Chas V'Shalom. I'm a stranger, right? So Shomer Yavam, she'ain a Vlad Mamzer. So the Vlad is not a Mamzer. That Brisa supports what Abai says, but it adds a case that Abai didn't have. So the Gemara says, but Abaye, why didn't Abaye include the case of Shomer Yavam? The Abaye, Shomer Yavam, Misapkale, Ikarabi, Kishmuel. So there's a machlok between Rav and Shmuel about Shomer Yavam. So it says by the Shomer Yavam, Lo Tia Eishan Ameda Chutzal Izar. So there's two ways to understand that pasuk. Again, the word Tia means marriage. So Lo Tia could mean that Kiddushin are not tofes. In other words, lo tia eishan amida chutz liyizar. She's waiting for Yibam, so marriage is not tofes with her with anybody else. That's the way Rav understands the pasuk. So according to Rav, if marriage is not tofes with her, not effective with her, that means the offspring would be mamzerah, would be mamzerah. So if I hold like Rav, then it's not true what we said about Shomer Yavam, it would be mamzeros. And then Shmuel, though, Shmuel's not sure if that's the pshat in the pasuk, or maybe the pshat in the pasuk, lo tia eish and medechush zizar, is saying she shouldn't marry somebody, but if not going to marry, it would be topes. So Shmuel's mesupak on it. But the Gemara says that Rabbi wasn't sure, is the pshat like Rav, or is the pshat like Shmuel? So if the pshat's like Rav, then it would be mamzeros. So he didn't include that case in the brace with that. Okay, so now we have time for questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, Rafi, and then anybody else. Go ahead. Wait. This is slow. Wait. That Shomer Yavam is the Yavama. Is right before he does anything. In other words, before he does Yibum or Chalitza. So that's the group of what we're talking about. So the brace says that the Vlad would not be a mamzer, but according to Rav, the Vlad would be a mamzer. Say again what?
Right. So if we say the kiddushin on tope, so we mean mamzer. So it's machloket. So it seems like Rav. I was asking Rav Shatter about this. So he was saying Rav sounds like he's cholik with the brisa, but like Rav Tanu who palik. Sometimes Rav could be cholik with the brisa. Okay. What are the questions? Yeah. Dana, go ahead.
That doesn't necessarily mean that she did sleep with somebody else. It just means that he's suspicious.
He says. Let's look at the top line of Rashi. Okay, so Daniel's asking about Sota. What's the like? What? Where is she in the fact pattern? The top Rashi. But Bala Sota, a woman, she was mezana, so she committed adultery. But Kaimalanda through the Bala, the Parakama, and the Gemara says that once she commits adultery, she's prohibited to her husband. Mani Mekayim Asherhu Tama says she defiled herself. For both Sota Shanistra, the Avil Gav the Chayvi Lavinhi, even though it's a chi of love. In other words, for me to have relations with my wife who is a sota, so I just transgress a love by having relations with her. Motor by Rabbi Akiva, the paliyot rabbanu manithim machzir grushato b'kamar the blood mamzer. So by machzir grushato, so if I divorce a woman, we saw in the earlier Mishnah, according to one version of Rabbi Akiva, and then she marries somebody else, and then I remarry her, so I'm violating a love. The Avogav, the love Chayvi Lav, and the She'erhu. So, according to one version, the Rabbi Kiva holds that would be a blood, would be a mamzer. Modi de ain blood mamzer. Here, he's moda that it's not a mamzer. Choshkein leidach Rabbi Kiva bar plukt to shimon atimani lo havi mamzer b'shem de sota lav mechayvi lav in the She'erhu. In other words, according to the version of Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah, it's only incestuous relations. So he takes it, it's not an incestuous relationship. So it's definitely not a mamzer. But even according to the opinion that if you violate a law, it's a mamzer, here he holds it's not a mamzer by the sota, because the Torah teaches me that the kiddushin are still tofes, that the marriage is not dissolved. Okay.
The woman is mezane, the marriage is not dissolved. Cannot be together.
Yeah, so right, they're not allowed to. He's not allowed to have relations with her. The way Rashi learns the sugya, Rashi says, "Tafsi ba kiddushin leisha the aftuchar shezinta lo pakim in a kiddushin rishonim." But even after she's mizana, the kiddushin are not dissolved. That's the way Rashi learns. So Rashi takes it that's a semen that she's not his own. What? No, he should divorce her. He should not have relations with her. No, let's go slowly. Again, let's go again.
Their marriage is not dissolved.
Right. No. He should divorce her. He should divorce her. But if he didn't divorce her, and he had relations with his wife, so then the Vlad is not a mamzer. Okay. Now I'm going to move on unless there's any questions from the cyber world. Okay. Let's keep moving in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says on the tenth line, Amr Shimon Azai Chule. So in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Azai said that he found this Megillat Yochsan in Yerushalayim, and it said Ish Ploni Mamzer Meishadish. He found this book of genealogy. It says that somebody was a Mamzer because he came from the unit of Meishadish. So Amr Shimon Azai Chule. So Tani Shimon Azai Omer. So in the Brice we learn, Shimon Azai says Matzat Megillat Yochsan in Yerushalayim. Etuba Ish Ploni Mamzer Meishadish. It says that, but Ketuba Mishnah Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki. It also said that the Mishnah means the teachings of the Tana Reb Lezer ben Yaakov are Kavanaki. So Kavanaki means, Kav means a small measure. It means that there are few. He said, but they're very naki, they're very pure. Like I always think of it as like high grade heroin or whatever, like Lahavdil. But it's like, in other words, but that's in a bad way. But it means it's like it's anything, according to one shot in the Gemara, I think Tosfos says in one place that the number of halachot in the name of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov are Kav, Kuf Beis, 102 yes. Halachot that he has. You have it there or not?
Yes.
Oh, so Daniel has it in his Gemara that way. Okay, so let's take a look back on the Gemara. And then it says, Beketuba Menashe Haraget Yishaya. And then it also says Menashe, who was an evil king, he was the son of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who was a very good king. He had a son who was a big Rasha, Menashe. So it says that Menashe killed Yishaya the Navi. So now the Gemara explains, Amar Rava, Meizan Daini B'Katle, that Menashe Menashe, remember the Gemara says he was like into Avodah Zarah and things like that, but he judged Yeshaya as deserving of death. In other words, he judged Yeshaya Chas V'Shalom that Yeshaya is a Nabi Sheker. That's the way he judged him. Menashe was the king, and Yeshaya was still, a Nabi. It says, So he was still in there. So Amarle Moshe Rabbah Amar Kilo Yirani Adam Machai. He says Moshe. He doesn't say Rabbeinu. He says you're a rabbi. Even the way he speaks is doesn't sound good. Moshe Rabbah Amar Kilo Yirani Adam Machai. Nobody can see me and live. The Kaddish Baruch Hu says. Yad Amar and you Yeshaya said. Bered Hashem Yoshev Bakisei Rav Nisa. I saw Hashem that was sitting on a like a throne, like a great exalted throne. So if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see it this way, and Moshe Rabbeinu says a person can't see Hashem, and you said I saw Hashem, so you must be an Abi Sheker. Because Moshe Rabbeinu Amar, Mika Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav, who's like Hashem our God whenever we call him, he's available to us. Be'ad Amar, and you said Yeshua Hashem behimatzom, seek God when he's to be found, which is the haftar we have on Tanit Sibur. So it's like two counts of the indictment so far. Now the third count, Moshe Rabbeinu Amar and Mispar Yamecha Malay, I will fill up like the days of your life. In other words, the amount of time that you've been decreed, I will fill it up. So if you've been decreed 70 years, I'll fill it up. Yad Amar, and you, Yeshaya said to my father, I'm going to add to your life 15 years. And remember, Hizkiyahu Melech, right, so he became sick. And then Yishai was his first cousin. And Yishai comes to visit him, and he says, Sav levecha kimo tamut, handle your affairs, you're going to die. He says, how come? And he says, Mishum to Osak and Piri Verivya. You were in Osak and Piri Verivya. And then it says that Chizkiyahu, he turned to the wall, by Yasev Chizkiyahu Panav Alakir Vayipaleel. And then Yishai shows up, Hashem says, he's going to give you another 15 years. So, and he says, the reason I didn't have kids, because I saw that I'm going to have, Bani Dlomalu, kids that aren't upstanding. So if he's better not to procreate, I'm going to have terrible Rishayim. So Yishai says to him, Bahari Kapshi Drachman Alamalak, why are you involved with these cheshbonot? Your job is just to do the mitzvot. Leave the other cheshbonot to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the indictment against Yishai and Avi. So Amar Yishai. So Yishai says, Yadana Bey, I know about Menashe, Dlomakabal Mada Emelai. I have a defense to each one of these ostensible charges. But I know if I say to Yishai, he's not going to accept it and kill me anyway. So if I tell him this, he's going to say you're guilty anyway, but then Menashe will be amazed instead of being a shogi. This way he thinks he's doing the right thing. Now he'll be wrong. So what he did was Amar Shem. So Yishai Hanavi pronounced the Shem Hashem, and Ibala Ba'arza, he got swallowed up in a cedar tree. Now, the way that they explained in the art scroll, they said that they quoted from the Michtam Eliyahu from Rav Eliyahu Dessler that he like transcended his like physical being and he was able to like, be into the cedar tree. Now the Yerushalmi says that they knew that he was in the cedar tree because his tzitzis were coming out of the tree. So the tzitzis. So they knew that he got the tree there. So Afiula Arz of Nasrua. So they brought the cedar tree and they chopped up the cedar tree. Kimat lahavi puma, and Yishai Navi was doing good. When they got to where his mouth was, he says nach nafshe. Then he died. Mishum to amor b'tocham t'meisul time anochi yoshev. Because Yishai said, I am dwelling in the midst of a nation that's t'meisul time. So those words, Hashem didn't command him to say those words, and he said that. So that part, the way they have the art scroll from the Mishnah of Yahu, he wasn't able to transcend his gashmius. So one second, let's just take a look what he says in here. I marked it off. One second. Right. So he says, he says the only part of his body that he could not elevate into a transcendental state was his mouth, thus remained vulnerable to Menashe's men. Anyway, that's it. So he says, he said that that line of space to Hayim, that just knows this last time was extraneous. Yishai had not expressed this bit of criticism to the Jews as admonishment, nor had God instructed him to utter these words as part of a prophecy.
Anyway, that's the idea. Rather, Isaiah was merely lamenting to himself that he was unfit to witness such an exalted vision to a lowly man. He had unnecessarily, he was from a lowly nation. Okay. Anyway, let's see back on the Gemara. All right. So now, so by the end of the day, so how do we defend Yishai, or how would Yishai have defended himself from all the, the indictment that Menashe had? So he says, Barer Hashem, Mikrash Kroyadade. So Barer Hashem, so the first one is, in other words, he has a lot of psukim that are contradictory. So the first contradiction is, it says, Lo Yirani Damachai, and Yishai says, Barer Hashem. Kidatanya, all in Neviim, they saw through, the way the article says, like a glass, like not a clear glass. In other words, like it's like a translucent glass, like they're not seeing it so clearly. Moshe Rabbeinu saw through a clear glass. So if I'm seeing everything through unclear glass, so I see, I'm seeing Hashem. I'm seeing the whole thing. I see, I see Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw through a clear glass. So with the clear glass, he couldn't see Hashem. In other words, but like with the unclear glass, like you're seeing a vision, but it's not like you're not really seeing so clearly. So when Yishaya says, I saw Hashem Yoshev Aksimam Yisah, that was Isbaklar Yisha'enim Yira. So then he saw it that way. But one minute, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking through Isbaklar Yira. So he says, well, you're running Dabba Chai, so the Isbaklar Yira, you're not going to see Hashem. Okay, what's up? So whatever. Fine, okay, that's just saying the same thing. Okay, now, Dirshua Hashem Behimato. Now we have two Pesukim. He says, Mi Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Olav, who's like Hashem, our God, that whenever we call him, he's there. And then with Dirshua Hashem Behimato, seek God when he's to be found, which sounds like sometimes he's not to be found. So the Gemara says, Ha B'yachid Abed Tzibur. So when he says, Mi Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Olav, with a Tzibur, he's always available. But B'yachid, by yourself, so then the only time's not available all the time. He says, "V'yachid eimat." So, with his yachid, when is Hashem to be found? So he says, "Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Huah, Hilu Asar Yamim Shemirosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim." Then the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, then Hashem is to be found, even by yachid. Then at Mispar Yemech Amalei, the third indictment is: so one pasuk says, "At Mispar Yemech Amalei, I'll fill your days." It means like you have an allotted amount of days. I'm going to fill them up. You'll live to your allotted amount. And then this next pasuk is Bahu Safti Alech. I'm going to add to your allotment. So which is it? So he says Tanaihi. It's really Machloket Tanaim. The Tanya is Par Yemech Amalei. Top line on Nun Amud Aleph. Elu Shnei Dorot. Those are like the years that have been allotted in Shemayim. Zacha Mashlimin Lo. This is learning that you're only like whatever the decree was. Like the decree was 70 years. 70 years. Zacha Mashlimin Lo. You're Zochas. You get the whole 70 years. Lo Zacha Poktin Lo. The Rabbi Kiva. You don't Zocha for it. So then you get less than that. And we'll so that's in terms of that pasuk. We'll see the other pasuk. So Chachamim Omrim Zacha Mosifin Lo. The Chachamim say if you're Zocha, will go above what your allotment was, loz chapokhtin lo, otherwise less. So now, Amru lo Rabbi Kiva, now Rabbi Kiva says, you only get your allotted amount. So first, Rabbi Kiva says, emispar yamecha malay, means your allotted time, I'll fill it up for you. But you're never going about above what you've been allotted. So according to Rabbi Kiva, how does he learn the pasuk, bo safti alecha chameshin sre shana? That Yishaya says to Yechezkel, to Chizkiyahu, I'm going to give you 15 years. Amar Lahem, Mishalo, Hosifulo. He says they were giving him that which was part of his original allotment. In other words, he wasn't marrying, so he's supposed to live, let's say, 70. So now he's down to 55, right? Is that right? Now he's down to 55 years. And then when he does tshuva, he's back to 70. So well, I'm going to add 15 years. Those are the 15 years he had originally. Teda, and I'll prove it to you because the Navi gives Nebuah. This is in Malachim. This is before the time of Chizkiyahu, the time of Yeravam, who was the first king of Israel. He says, "Hinei ben nolad lebeit David Yoshiyahu Shemo." A son is going to be born to the house of David. His name is Yoshiyahu. So Yoshiyahu was, I think, a son of Menashe. So Menashe had not yet been born. So we see the Navi is saying that there will be a child, Yoshiyahu. So that seems to imply that
that that in the cards, in other words, that would be the way things have been planned. If you're living a normal life, you'll have to marry, you'll have Menashe, and you'll have Yoshiyahu. Rabbanan, now the Chachamim say that you can go above, you know, like you're adding above what the lot was. Rabbanan, Mikitiv Mechizkiah, does it say that Yoshiyahu will be from Chizkiyahu? Levet Avikitiv, it says in the house of David. It doesn't have to be from Chizkiyahu, it could be somebody else. So it's not in the cards that it would be that way. So according to Chachamim, they gave him an extra year. So let's go slowly again. So according to Rabbi Akiva, everything is the allotment you have. So the allotment, that's at Mispar Yemech Amalei. And then when it says for Hosafti, it means I'm giving you what was included in that original allotment, but I had taken that away. And according to the Chachamim, you can have even more than your allotment. And so Spar Yemech Amalei, they determine that I'll increase your years, not I'll fill in your allotment. I'll increase you go bumper crop. And then if you have to, I'm going to add 15 years to life, is the way the Chachamim understand that. Okay, who's the questions, comments, thoughts?
This is David.
Wait. Rafi, and then I'll get to you. Okay, David, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Somebody needs to mute themselves. I'm going to help you out. Okay. Wait. Okay. Rafi asked that David HaMelech wasn't supposed to live according to the Medrash, and Adam Rishon gave him 70 years of his life. So whatever the Medrash means, it means like he wouldn't have been born even. But it means that, his allotment was 70 years. Never mind the Cheshbonon. His allotment was 70 years. No, that was his allotment, 70 years. Okay, go ahead, next. Hester Panim? Wait. There's a Hester Panim between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? There is not a Hester Panim. I said again, the Gemara says that if a Yachid davens, so he doesn't always have like a clear path to Hashem. But in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, then he's got a clear path to Hashem. All right. Lechora, between which part of Chumash are you referring to? No. It says in the Tochacha Vanochi Haster Astir Panai by Yomahu that sometimes Hashem has Hester Panim to us, but it means that in the period of Rosh Hashanah, that's the most propitious time to pray. That's what it's saying. Okay, now let me hear from Pesach David. Go ahead, Pesach David.
I was going to say the same question about Adam Rishon and David HaMelech, so you got it.
Oh, dude, look at that. You were coming to what he was going to ask about David HaMelech.
Is that
wait. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that from there comes the idea that 70 years person is, that's the allotment of a person to 70 years. Everything above 70 years is
an extra. There's a pasuk in Nevi'im, Yimeishna obtained by Hem Shavim Shana. The days of our lives are 70 years. Okay. Let me get Daniel, and I got to do one line. That's it. Go ahead.
Second Brachot comes says that sometimes you take lives that are left over from somebody who passes the young age, you wasif it to other people.
Right. I don't think it's in Brachot. I think that's in the Gemara Chagiga, right? Okay. About Miriam Begav and Sarah Nishaya. I don't know all the Cheshbonot. Actually,
today a woman died in Japan at 119.
Oh, boy. All right. Let me just do two more lines. Let me finish the parak, and then we'll see. Now, this was nice. The next parak is not so simple. Okay. But I'll tell you in a minute. Okay. Yishto shemei tibachula, yivimto shemei tibachula. So the Mishnah seems to repeat. First it says, if you're married to a woman and then she dies, you can marry the sister. If you're married to a woman, you divorce her, then she dies, you can marry the sister. If you're married to a woman, you divorce her, she marries somebody else, you can marry the sister. It means everything she does doesn't help unless she's dead. Then it says the same thing by the Yavama. So Amar Rav Yosef, Kanshana Rebbe, Mishnah Shena Tzricha. So Yosef said, here Rebbe taught a section that was not necessary. The part from the Yavama, I would know from the part about the regular wife. It says, Hadron Lacha Chole, it
didn't actually matter.
Kagan, what, repeat? You mean the first part, when it says about the Yavama? Yeah, okay.
Right?
About, well, yeah, so yeah, I'm not 100% sure. Let me take a look. Wait. Maybe right, but I have to just take. Let me just check. Okay, well, wait. So let me just take a look. Wait, so it's a mem tet. Yavama died. So. I'm not 100% sure because you know, it, with Yavama. Yeah, it's possible that the Pshat, but with the Yavama, he's still connection with her even before he does the Yavam. So I'm not sure. I have to look into that a little bit, okay? All right. Now, let me just do one line in the next Mishnah. All right. So it's saying, like, in a Yavam situation, so on a Drabanan level, in other words, on a Torah level, you do Yavam or Chalitza. But on Drabanan level, you always have to do Mamar if you want to do Yibam. And then sometimes you'll give a get. By giving a get, that'll assure that none of your brothers are going to do Yibam. In other words, I give her the get, and now none of the brothers are going to do Yibam with her because I already gave her a get. And then I still have to do Chalitza. But we'll see in a minute. But let's say the two widows, so there's no, the Mishnah says that there's no get after get. If I gave a get to one, giving a get to the other one is meaningless. There are two wives. Because in other words, if I give a get to one, I'm prohibited on all her relatives. So if I give a get to the other one, it's meaningless. So we'll see if some disagree with this. Okay, I got to go. Anyway, for now, let me just pause for one second. Let me just end this. Wait.